It's time now for My Farm Roots, a series from Harvest Public Media in which we hear Americans' stories and memories of rural life. Because when you hail from farm country, roots run deep.
I'm Camille Phillips, a reporter for Harvest Public Media. Last month, several generations of my family came to Parsons, Kansas to celebrate my grandfather's 90th birthday party. With all eight living Phillips siblings and their families gathered in one place, there are many stories of growing up on the farm to share. This is one from my great-aunt, Jan Phillips, a teacher by trade.
My name is Jan Phillips. I grew up at Miller, Missouri, on a farm. I live in St. Louis now. I'm 75 years old, and I have wonderful memories of the farm. When I was young, my parents had a dairy farm, and so I was rolled out in my baby buggy to the barnyard, and the cows were curious because I invaded their barn lot. And one cow in particular got very close down into my baby buggy to see what was happening. I don't know if I was sort of making noise or flinging my arms around, but here was a cow down right next to me, and then she stood up. I must have sort of hit her a little bit on her nose. And when she stood up, my baby buggy was around her neck because she had put her head under the handle of the baby buggy. So it's hanging around her neck like a necklace. And the wheels come down and sort of hit her on the legs. She jumps. Well, the baby buggy goes out and comes back and whacks her on the legs again. And she starts running down the hillside out of the barnyard, down and then up a little hill on the other side. And apparently my folks came out panicked to see cow, baby buggy, and baby Jan going across the barnyard and down the hill. And I'm assuming that the wheels of the baby buggy must have hit the grass as she was going up the hill on the other side. And somehow she just sort of lowered her head, took it out from under the handlebars, and started grazing. My folks came running up to find me laughing. They said that they were quite certain I was going to be a very adventurous person later on. This is a very small community. Miller was probably 1,500, a very small little community. And the Kansas City Star was big-time newspaper for that area, and there was a cartoon and an article with a cow dressed up like a nurse with a hat pushing a baby buggy, and it told the story of little Miss Janice Ann Robinson and the cow story.
You can find that 1937 cartoon on the My Farm Roots page at harvestpublicmedia.org.
Harvest Public Media is a collaboration of public media stations across the Midwest. To hear more My Farm Roots stories, or to share your own, visit harvestpublicmedia.org/myfarmroots.